you, perhaps in the 1980s, perhaps with your children, perhaps with your grandchildren, will have played the game Guess Who? Anybody here play Guess Who? What a marvellous... And I thought it might be fun this morning to play a little game of congregational Guess Who together. And so, if you don't know how Guess Who works, one character is chosen from these fabulous faces, perhaps. And as you can see, this was in the 1980s, before racial diversity was a thing, apparently. They're all very much white and British looking, aren't they? So, this is how it works. You have to ask a question about the nature of the... Oh, that's not good. There we are, yes. Okay, we're back. So, you have to ask a series of questions. I will answer yes or no, and then you have to eliminate. You know how this game works. If you don't, you'll get it fairly quickly, I am sure. So, would anybody like to ask a question? What do you think? Is it a boy or a girl? It is a boy. Okay, it's a boy, so we know it's a male. Okay, next question. Yes. Wearing glasses? No, they are not wearing glasses. I'll give you three more questions. Not wearing a hat, okay. Blonde hair? No, he does not have blonde hair. Okay, one more question. Does not have white hair. So the characters are on the board. Would anyone like to guess who the character might be? You're going to have a little guess. Is it Alex? It's not Alex. Would anyone else like to have a guess?
Helen?
Is it Franz? It's not Franz. Would anybody else like to have a guess? Is it Bill? It's not Bill. The answer, of course, is that it is Jesus. Because as Rob will tell you, the answer is always Jesus. Now, we're going to have our story. And this is taken from Mark's Gospel. And it says this. We've done this story last time at HT for you. We did it again last Sunday. And we're doing it again today. This is the story. As evening fell, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took him just as he was and started out, leaving the crowds behind, though other boats followed. But soon a terrible storm arose. High waves began to break into the boat until it was nearly full of water and about to sink. Have you ever felt like you were in the middle of a storm? Things seem dark. Things seem scary. You didn't know what was going to happen, or even if you would get through or get out of this. Anybody here ever felt a little bit like that? Okay. We will read on. Jesus was asleep at the back of the boat, with his head on a cushion. Frantically, they wakened him, shouting, "Teacher, don't you even care that we're all about to drown?" Have you ever felt like Jesus was asleep? Well, some of you aren't sure if you're supposed to answer that. But if things were bad, times were tough, there was so much going on around, and you were praying and you were crying out and you wondered where God was at in all of this, has anybody here ever felt a little bit like that? We shall read on. Then he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Quiet down." And the wind fell, and there was a great calm. And he asked them, "Why were you so fearful? Don't you even yet have confidence in me?" And they were filled with awe and said among themselves, "Who is this man that even the wind and the seas obey him?" Have you ever asked the question, who is this Jesus? Does anybody know who this is? It's Rob. Now, Rob is a kind man. Anybody here agree? Okay. I think that Rob is a wise man. Don't turn around, Rob. Don't turn around yet. I think that Rob is wise. Would anybody agree? Okay, some of you. There were some hands there, Rob. There were some hands. Some people would say that Jesus was a kind man and a wise man. I think that Rob is a kind man and a wise man.
Very kind and very wise.
Very kind and very wise. Thank you for the clarification. But Rob is not very good. And he won't mind admitting this. Rob is not very good at controlling the weather. He's not. Bit of a weakness. On several occasions, Rob has tried to turn water into Pinot Grigio. And on each occasion has failed. Does anybody know who this is? This is a man called C.S. Lewis. Like me, he was a writer and a thinker, although not quite as good. And one of C.S. Lewis's most famous bits of non-fiction was him asking the question, who is this Jesus? This Jesus that we talk about every week, this Jesus that we sing about every week in church, who was he? And one of the things that C.S. Lewis said is that if you look at the things that Jesus said in the Gospels and you look at the things that he did in the Gospels, you can't really come to the conclusion that he was just a nice man or just a wise man. He'd have to be something else. Does anybody know who this is? Who's this? Who's this? Pinocchio. And Pinocchio was famously what? A liar. And so one of the things that C.S. Lewis said is that for Jesus to say some of the kinds of things that he said, he would have to be either a bit of a liar or, does anybody know who this is? It's not Beetlejuice, it's the Mad Hatter. And the Mad Hatter was famously what? Mad! As mad as a box of frogs. Utterly mad. And some people would say that for Jesus to say some of the things that he said, he would have to be a liar or a bit mad. Does anybody know who this is? Who's this? Oh, you've got a Batman. You've got a Lego Batman. I'm sorry? You're going to change your name legally to Batman. Oh, it's already there. Bless you. Bless your heart. It's wonderful, isn't it? Childhood. Wonderful. Who's that? Who is it? It's Lego Batman, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Now, it is. I like Batman. Now, I like Batman. I do like Batman. And despite my best attempts to convince my son that I was, in fact, Batman, and I could do the voice, I'm Batman. How was that? Despite my best attempts to convince my son that I was Batman, I am not Batman. And I'm sorry to tell you this, kids, but Batman He's not real. He's not real. Somebody made him up. And some people would say that Jesus was either a bit of a liar, or he was a bit mad, or he was made up, or a lot of the things that people say about him were made up. They weren't true. They never happened. Some people would say that. I think that one of the most important questions that any of us will ever have to think about is the question, who is Jesus? Because I think that the answer to that question will have a big impact on how we live our life, what we think, how we do things. And if you're here today, I'm sure it's a question you might be at least a little bit interested in. C.S. Lewis was also interested in it, and he said this: a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. And then he said in another article, as a literary historian, I'm perfectly convinced that whatever else the Gospels are, they are not legends. I have read a great deal of legend, and I am quite clear that they are not the same sort of thing. They are not artistic enough to be legends. Certainly, when I've read the Gospels, the stories of Jesus, they don't sound like stories. Not stories that we would read in a book that was made up by someone. They sound like something else. I believe that Jesus was a real person, that he really lived, but also that he was really kind, and also that he was really wise, but also that he was really God. For only God can control the weather. And I believe that because one night when I was in my bed, I said, Jesus, if this is real, I would like to be a part of it. And I felt something happened that night. Something happened in me. About a year later, I had what I would consider to be a very powerful and real experience of God. And I know that that's not everyone's experience, but nevertheless, that's what happened. And so I believe that Jesus was not a liar, and he was not a lunatic, and he was not a legend, something that people have made up. I believe that Jesus was something else. And of course, this is a very difficult thing for people to prove, isn't it? A very difficult thing for people to prove. But I think one thing that we can do, that all of us can do if we want to, is that we can talk to Jesus like I did. Jesus, if this is real, show me. If this is real, I would like to be a part of it. If you are who these stories say you are, and who we sing about every week we come here, and who we talk about every week we come here, show me. Because I believe he can. Shall we have a little prayer together? And then we'll sing a song. Dear God, I believe that life is difficult and it is confusing. And we don't always know what's going on. And sometimes we feel in the middle of storms. And sometimes we have prayed and nothing has happened. And we have wondered where you are and what all of this is about. And Lord, I believe that we do desire to know what you are about, and how you would have us to live. And this is why we are here this morning. And so I pray that in ever-increasing ways, you would help us to know who you are and what you are about and how we are to live. And so help us, we pray. Amen.